drowning topless. Oh, how tacky. I mean, what would I have told the kids? I mean, we would have had to have a closed coffin ceremony, huh? At least over the top.
Calm down. It was fun. You told me to get the total island experience.
Well, I meant the total clothed island experience.
I cannot believe that you care more about my skinny dipping than the fact that I almost drowned. You are not the person I thought you were.
Well, how would you know? You haven't seen me once since we got on this trip.
Maybe that's because I'm having a better time without you.
Well, for your information, today I had the best, the most fun of my whole life. Is that right, Jill? She couldn't keep up with the fun meister.
Well, you know what, Charlie chuckles? Since we're having so much fun without each other, why don't we just keep it that way? I'll see you on the plane.
How will I find you? Will you be sitting in the topless section?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to...
Ayo. Away.
The Who's the Boss podcast. I'm Tori.
I'm Kevin. I've been waiting a while to do that. Why are you laughing at me?
Because I don't remember how to do this.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm about to mess up what I say.
Well, next, after we do that, you usually do news.
No, wait. I say we are here to rewatch and discuss every single episode of Who's the Boss. That's what I say next.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yes. And then I do news, but we've been gone for a while, and there actually was some news. But I'm going to say, just go type Alyssa Milano...
Okay, hang on.
Into not me. Google. And you'll see some recent interviews from when she did her book tour. Her book, Sorry Not Sorry, came out in October. And she was asked quite a few times about the Who's the Boss reboot. And she did say that they are still working on it. It's still in the plans. But there are some details that she added that I think upset some people. So, and the details were more around like, there's going to be a sexy grandma character. Kind of as if they're trying to replicate what they had with Mona. So
I wonder, would it be like, yeah, I wonder.
I know, like who, is they going to bring back, what was the name of the lady who was always trying to get up in Tony?
Get up in Tony.
Hang on. First season, she was played by Delta Burke, and then she was played by Mary Lou Henner. And I can't remember what her name is. Now, but maybe they're trying to, I don't know. Anyway, don't bring back sexy grandma, because in the 80s that was a shocking and a character we needed to see. Nowadays, not so much. I think that they and we don't want to try to replicate what we had with Katherine Hellman, because it's not really an homage to her, and I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea, but what do I know? I'm just sitting in my living room right now, so... But from what I could gather from the other fans who heard the news, they did not seem very excited about that prospect either.
Sexy grandma.
And again, no mention of Judith Light or Danny Pintaro. So who knows? Okay. So yes, just go to Google and look there if you would like. And that's all we'll say about that. But guess what? It's the sixth season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're here to do the sixth season now.
Wow.
I know. Does my our volume sound weird to you?
I don't know.
Okay. So this episode it's season 6, episode 1. The title is called In Search of Tony. It first aired on Tuesday, September 19th, 1989. And the TV Guide summary says, Tony discovers the family vacation means fun for all but one.
All right.
I've been missing these.
All right. I got a client offers Angela a weekend trip to Jamaica with the whole household. Tony's careless sense of relaxation, contrasting with ever serious Angela, leads to a bitter contest and separation to have fun, in which she goes overboard, ultimately being rescued from drowning during a nightly skinny dip. After a talent contest, they reconcile and consider the possibility of future marriage.
I like how it's a nightly skinny dip, as if she did this every night, and then that one night she needed to be rescued.
Yeah.
This episode was written by Gene Bronstein and Bob Perlow. We've seen their names on episodes before.
Okay, I was wondering.
Now, when this episode starts, we meet them with the vacation already in progress. I can't remember what this is called. I feel like it's called something. But when you, like, they're going to tell the story kind of in flashbacks.
Right, it's already happened, and now he's reliving a flashback or something.
So Tony's sitting at a bar at some tropical location, and a really pretty lady comes up to him and starts trying to talk to him. And normally, Tony would have been cheesing all over her, but it's like he doesn't even notice that she's pretty because he's so sad.
He's so sad.
And the reason why he's so sad is because everyone is going to leave him. So he starts to tell the story, and we see a flashback of them all getting ready to go on this trip. And he's like, it was going to be great. And he says it was all on the arm. And I guess that means it was being paid for by someone else, because he says that it was going to be paid for by one of Angela's clients.
On the arm.
Yeah.
On the arm, see?
Such a Tony thing to say.
I know.
So we see they're in the living room. Tony is dancing. He's singing and dancing because he's so excited for this tropical vacation. And the kids are looking at him like he's insane. And then Angela comes down the stairs, and now he's dancing with Angela. And why suddenly Angela's hair is like back to season four hair?
I don't know. It's insane.
Yeah. All of season five, it really had toned down, like headed towards 90s hair.
It's like super wild now.
Yes. It almost looks like
a hairband.
It almost looks like the Older Than Springtime episode where it was all teased up. But I guess maybe this is like vacation mode, Angela, maybe?
Then, I don't know. It looks like a mistake to me.
Then Tony, most of the hairstyles of the 80s were a mistake overall. Then Tony picks up Jonathan and is dancing around with him. And Danny Pintaro's great because he just completely goes limp. So Tony's like shaking him around like a rag doll.
I know. He's still, even older Jonathan still gets thrown around and pushed.
He's still pretty little.
I know he is.
Now, Sam's like, that's it. I am not going on this vacation. And Tony's like, stop it. You know, don't give me that look. And she's doing almost like a duck face look, and he's doing it back to her. So Mona comes in. She's very excited. She's all dressed up. What does she say? She mentioned something about
the big,
big kahunas.
Right, the big kahunas are here.
She means her boobs.
Yeah, thanks.
She's shaking them.
I was wondering what the big kahunas meant.
And Jonathan says something about grandma. And she's like, listen, you're getting older. So while we're on this trip, how about you don't call me grandma? And she's like, actually, don't call me at all. And she kind of pushes him away. Poor kid.
Mm, yeah, really. And I thought this was a family vacation.
No. And then Sam gets in on it. She's like, yeah, how about you pretend that you don't know me either? So Tony's already, this is starting off on a wrong foot for Tony, because he just wants to be, he wants family time. He wants them all to have fun and bond, and they don't want to have anything to do with anyone.
Yeah, Tony has very high expectations.
Yes, Tony's mom.
Yes. Exactly.
Mom always has high expectations, and then
it's just ruined.
The rest of the vacation yelling, I'm trying to make memories here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty much how mine go. And then, did you notice that as they're walking out the door, Tony smacks Angela on the butt. I forgot I can't curse on this one as much. On the butt. Mm. Yeah, he does. And she turns around and she's like, pace yourself.
I know. I know, that was like, he was just so excited.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, whoa, easy.
But she's not saying you can't smack me on
the butt.
Right,
but like,
take it easy. Wait till we're there and a few drinks in. Yeah, like, not right now. They get to Jamaica. They're at the resort. Everybody is kind of checking things out. Jonathan says, wow, look at those seashells. And Sam's like, Jonathan, when are you ever going to grow up?
Mm. But the seashells come walking up.
Exactly. It's a woman wearing a bikini top that are seashells, and she walks by. Then he says to Tony, I hear if you put one of them up to your ear, you can hear the ocean. That's a conch shell, but yeah, okay.
Right, and you're not going to hear the ocean.
Tony's willing to try, though. And then Angela's like, but Jonathan goes running off, and nobody cares that he's probably going to go up to that woman and try to put his ear to her boob.
Yeah, well.
So then I guess what's happening here is someone is going to show Angela around the resort so that when she advertises for it, she really has a good sense of what she's advertising for. So somebody shows up and he introduces himself and he's like, all right, you know, let's go on a tour. So Mona goes off on her own. Angela's going off with this tour guide guy, and she sees Tony is just kind of standing there holding all the bags. So she's like, oh, well, do you want to come with us? And he's like, okay, hang on. And so he gets ready to put the stuff down and tell Sam, but he sees that Sam is talking to a guy. So he's like, okay, I can't go anywhere. So he tells Angela, you know what? I'm actually going to stay here and have some one-on-one time with Sam, and you guys go ahead. So Angela goes off with that guy, and then Tony goes and embarrasses Sam.
Yes, in front of the guy. And the guy, that guy looks awesome. He's got the sweet mullet.
He does. So, you know, I heard that mullets are coming back.
They are. You've heard correctly.
Yeah. Have you seen? I haven't actually seen a picture of a teenager in the wild with one yet.
A picture of a teen? I've seen one.
Really?
Yeah, it's definitely coming back.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. So he's standing, and he's kind of mean because he looks at Sam and he looks at Tony and says, "Who's this guy?" It's like, who do you think this guy is?
I know, right?
He looks just like her, and he's about 20 years older. It's her father.
Right, like he's just some guy hitting on her.
Right. So he gets Sam away from the guy, but Sam's like, listen, we really need to take this vacation as an opportunity for us to cut some apron strings. And she tells him, I'm going off to college in 1 year, 11 months, and 13 days.
He's got it pinpointed.
Yeah, he has no idea that she has it down quite so much to the day. And so she says, you know, it's time for us to figure out how we're going to live without each other. This is a great opportunity, so let's go our separate ways. Now they go back to Tony sitting at the bar with the lady. Did I say earlier her name's Jill? Her name's Jill.
Okay, yeah.
I looked her up. Hang on. What is her name?
Jill.
No, the actress. Lisa. Oh, yeah, go for it.
Lisa Alif. Alif.
She has not acted since 1995.
I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Maybe
she stopped.
Did something else. Yeah, I guess so. She looks familiar. Like,
well, it says that she's known for Dragnet, You Can't Take It With You, but Remote Control, is that the TV show Remote Control with Ken Ober?
Oh, I think so.
So,
oh, maybe she was one of the models?
Yeah,
Didn't Jenny McCarthy start on that show?
Yes, she did. That's very good.
Thank you.
But the thing is, though, we're completely wrong. It was a movie.
Okay.
But that was a nice little talk about Remote Control, the TV show.
All right, we'll leave all that.
Oh, God, and Kevin Dillon was in it. This looks like a...
Okay, so he's sitting there all sad and lonely because in 1 year, 11 months, and 13 days, he's not going to have his daughter at the house anymore. And so he says, I'll be single. But, I mean, you're already single, Tony.
Right.
Your kid's moving out. And she's like,
did I? She'd be excited.
Yeah, right? I would have that marked on the calendar. I already have it marked on the calendar, and our kids are 11 and 9. So he's... like, oh, you know, he can't even like focus on the fact that she's like, well, my name's Jill. And this woman is clearly ready to.
She's pouncing.
She is. And he's
not
been
even ready to pounce. She's pouncing.
She is pouncing. And to someone who has zero personality so far and hasn't even looked her in the eye. So, Tony, this is really low hanging fruit right here. And you're not
I know,
even.
No, you think Tony would jump on. He's very concerned.
No, he's a different Tony than we've seen in the past. So he's.
Season six, Tony.
He's still just like not even paying attention to her. So now we go to another flashback, and it's Angela and Mona having a fantastic time together.
I know. I noticed that in the scene, that how much they were like getting along and really joking around, and I don't think Mona threw an insult at her.
No, I don't. Not one insult here. This is a really cute scene between the two of them. So they're sitting on lawn chairs. Look at those old lawn chairs with the.
I know. So that pinch you.
Plastic.
And they get real hot.
Yes. The weaves in and out. So they're sitting there with binoculars, and they're checking out guys in the water and rating them. What part of Jamaica are they in? Because every time I go on a beach vacation, there isn't really much to look at. But maybe that's because we go to Florida a lot, so
yeah,
the median age is like 79. But apparently, wherever they are, there are some nice-looking men in Speedos. So they're rating them. They give someone an 8. Someone a 7, and then Tony comes up and he wants to know what's going on. And behind Tony's back, Angela looks at his butt and does a 10.
Oh, boy.
She does a 5 with both hands. And then he kind of turns around and she's giggling. She and Mona are having a great time. So he's like, I know what you guys are doing. You're rating men. And they're like, yeah. And he says, what did I get? And they tell him. They start giggling and he's like, I knew it, a 10. They ask him where Sam is, and he's playing it cool. Like, oh, you know, she's going to be going to college soon, so it's time to snip the apron strings. And then he jumps.
Oh, that's impressive.
It's really impressive. In between,
he had to have hurt himself on that metal chair.
And the butt, you mean?
I know.
Yeah, when he came down, for sure. So he aims very well, and he jumps over Angela. So there's two chairs pushed together. He lands with like 1 foot on each one, and then kind of plops himself down in the middle on those metal. I remember those metal bars.
They had to have like fabricated those chairs to be stuck together,
so that it wouldn't slip. Yeah,
he like puts his feet down both of them. They would have like
slid apart.
Yeah,
yeah. No, they. Yeah, I'm sure. But we know, yes. So he's like, you know, it's a good thing she's gone because now there's more of me, the fun meister, for you guys. And he's getting all cuddly with them. He's got an arm around both and he's like nose nuzzling Mona. He's ready to just sit there for the rest of the day. But speaking of red Speedos, mm-hmm. one walks up and he is Angela's snorkel guide. Yes, he's taking her.
No, but... I mean, that's one hell of a marble sack he's got going on there. I mean, it's like he's walnuts. In underwear. He might as well be in underwear.
He might as well. Like, that like, poor man had to stand there off to the side with just all that God gave him sitting there in that little red Speedo.
A little banana hammock, I think they call it.
I'm surprised that Tony Danza didn't like want to one up this guy and also have a Speedo on.
I know.
At some point the during
Funmeister Speedo.
Yeah, he just was letting some other man traipse around his set like that. Okay, Angela goes off with Speedo Man. Mona says she's going to go catch some rays, and then she yells out the name Ray and goes as if she's following somebody. Maybe Ray Charles was there.
Classic Mona.
Yep. And then Jonathan shows up. So Tony's like, okay, come on, Jonathan, let's go hang out. And he's like, no, sorry, I have a date. And some really pretty girl comes out, not the one in the seashells, more age appropriate. Still looks a little older than Jonathan, but that could be because she's like a good 7 inches taller. And she doesn't speak English. And so he goes off with this girl. So now Tony's left by himself.
Yeah, if I was Tony, I'd be happy to be away from my family and alone on the beach.
Same here. Just go get
a
book. In
Jamaica, where apparently everybody is looks like a model.
Yeah. Is it that his kid, that they're teenagers? Like, at some point, are we going to be sad that our teenagers don't want to be around us? Because right now, like, I would just get a book and I'd sit in the chair. And then when I got hungry, I'd go find food. And that would be it. Now some guy comes up to Tony because there's an empty sun chair, whatever you call those, lounge chair next to him.
Lounge chair, yeah.
He comes over and he's like, hey, how's it going? And he sits down with him and he's like, oh, let me see. What do you do? He's like, you must be doing well because you're here. So he decides that Tony is an investment banker. And Tony's like, close, I'm a housekeeper. And he says, but I'm also close. A college student. And then this guy introduces himself. He is Hank Whiteman, and he says that he is a headhunter. So he places executives with Fortune 500 companies. Then he asks Tony, like, oh, you know, what's your major? And Tony doesn't have one yet. And he's like, oh, I mean, you really got to get on this stuff. So not only is Tony already lonely and a little sad, now this guy is going to stress him out that he's not picking a major and he's not going to be able to do anything with his
life. Right, make him feel bad about what he's doing.
Yeah. He says, you know, you got to think about your wife and kids. And he's like, well, I don't have a wife and soon I'm not going to have a kid because she's going off to college. And he's like, listen, she's got plans. So he says, life is a bullet train and you don't want to be left at the depot holding your stub.
And it's like, what? Wait, what? What does that mean?
And then he just gets up and leaves. Leaves Tony's sitting there holding his stub. So we go back to the girl, Jill, who's very now just completely fed up with Tony.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, so Angela, who I usually have to make have fun, is having fun without me. And then I got this other guy stressing me out that I don't have a major. And my kid is leaving. And he's like, could anything be worse? And she's like, yeah. And she just gets up and leaves.
Yeah, she's had enough. Tony's complaining.
How many minutes of this episode are we in? She should have left 16 minutes ago.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 10 minutes. She should have left 10 minutes ago. So she sees Mona coming towards him, and she's like, don't bother with that one. He's got a lot of baggage.
A lot of baggage.
And Mona knows all that baggage. She goes over to Tony, and she's asking him what's going on. And he's like, where is everybody? This was supposed to be a family vacation. He said the kids didn't say anything until they went up to bed. and Angela's off doing who knows what with who knows who.
That's true.
Yes.
We don't know.
And Mona's like, well, no, that's what he really says. I'm not saying that. I think.
No, I know. I'm just agreeing with Tony.
And Mona's like, let me guess, you're not having a good time. So Tony asks Mona, do you ever think about the future? And she says, yeah, I'm going to have lobster for dinner. Then I'm going to go dancing. And if I'm lucky, I'll get lucky.
That's a standard, your standard Mona answer.
That is your standard Mona answer. And so Mona's really like, man, this lady is just, she's in Jamaica and she's just going to find some guy and go have sex with him. Now we had this whole discussion about bringing back sexy grandma. It's not quite as shocking these days, but in 1989, that really was kind of like a shocking thing to see on TV. So he's like, no, I mean the future. And then she says, oh, like the Jetsons.
Which is so funny.
I know. Like
the Jetsons reference.
I know, because it's so far in the past and nothing. And now we're so far in the future and it looks nothing like the Jetsons.
I know. No flying cars.
No, we don't even have hoverboards. Like Back to the Future. So she says that she's pretty sure that robots will do all of our menial chores. And he's like, great. So that means I also won't have a job in the future. You're really helping out here, Mona.
Yeah, really.
The main takeaway from all this is we just need to know that Tony is really starting to think about the future now. All he wanted to do was go on vacation and spend time with his family.
I know. And have a good time. Yeah. And this is where we're at.
So now someone comes over and starts yelling that there's a woman who almost drowned being pulled up onto the beach. And watch Tony get up here. So they show the guy say it, and then he goes running, and the camera follows him. So it like actually kind of spins around, and he is able to run from where he's sitting, kind of out around the camera, and then up back towards the set to get to the part where the people are all crowded around before they cut to this other angle. That was quite a set for being shot in front of a studio audience.
Yeah, I mean, they used probably the whole area of the set.
Yeah, you know to make, I mean? And it almost like it's kind of L-shaped so that he's able to kind of run over and then back into the set more before they have to cut to the crowd. So I guess because it was a season opener, they probably spent more money on a set like this. So when he gets there, it's Angela, and she's in the middle. She's wearing a towel. She has a towel wrapped kind of up under her armpits as if she got out of the shower. And she's just sort of, she's all wet because she's been pulled out of the water, and she's coughing. And so Tony's like, well, come on, let's get this towel off of you. Why? Why would you take the towel off?
You just got to get that towel, a wet towel.
Yeah, that's wet towel off of you. But we need him to say that because now Angela has to say, no, hey, I'll keep the towel. So to let us all know that she's not wearing a top. So she has on bikini bottoms still, but she was out hanging out with some people and they all decided to go skinny dipping. So she took her top off under the water. She doesn't think anyone could see, but like four people say that they could see.
Sounds like Angela's the fun meister.
Exactly. So I think that really catches Tony off guard. Like normally he has to push her to have fun on these vacations. And this time she's leading the charge. She doesn't even have half of her clothes on. Now, I'm going to talk just a tiny bit about how it's kind of sexist when Tony goes into this tirade about her not having her top on. And I don't necessarily know that you'd see that so much on TV anymore because he's like really shaming her about the fact that she went skinny dipping. And I don't know that you would actually see that kind of macho, you know, whatever this little show is that he's doing on TV right now anymore. But he's kind of making her feel bad, saying like, you know, I expected you to have the full clothed island experience.
Full clothed.
And she's like, you know, maybe if we're having a lot of fun without each other, then we should just continue to not see each other until we get back on the plane to go home. And he yells, where should I look? The topless section? And she's all mad and she leaves.
What does that mean? There's no topless section on a plane. No,
but it's probably a callback to when there were smoking sections on planes.
Oh, I see.
Was there still a smoking section in the 80s?
I bet you there was.
Probably, right? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's the next day or so, and Mona, Samantha, and Jonathan are hanging out on the beach. And they're saying that if Dad and Angela don't make up soon, they're going to kill themselves trying to outdo each other having fun. And right then, they see Tony coming. So they're like, don't make eye contact. Don't look. Pretend you don't know him.
So ridiculous.
So he, I don't know what this thing is called, but he comes by. It looks like a hamster wheel. And he's holding on to the inside. And so it's like making him do cartwheels down the beach, but he's strapped to it.
Yeah, it's got to be hard.
They probably laughed so hard when they had to strap Tony Danza into that and then just like push him from one end of the set to the other.
Great.
And he's like, hey, look at me. And they're like, oh, dear God, not again. So then they hear, Mona says, well, at least I talked Angela out of the human cannonball. And then you hear a cannonball go off and they like look up and they kind of do an arc with their eyes as she plops into the water and she's yelling, hi, mother. So they say, Mona puts the hat over her face and says, wake me up when it's time to identify the body. Now it's nighttime and they're like out this little outdoor restaurant and they show a band playing steel drums, and then Tony is standing next to them with maracas, right? Those are maracas.
Yeah. Yes, I think so, yes.
Okay, this is so Tony Danza, because recently there's been a couple of Instagram videos going around where he's like on the street in New York just singing and playing with people who are performing. So it's just funny to see Tony doing this here since he's been recently doing that in New York. It seems like a very Tony Danza thing to do. I don't know if he knows these people or if he's just like, oh, they're playing music and I'm Tony Danza. So
right.
I'm just going to go sing with them. So he's doing that and Angela walks in and he's like, oh, you know, They're not happy with each other. So they're still trying to pretend like they don't want to talk to one another. They don't know each other. Well, this little restaurant is doing like a talent contest. And they're trying to get people to come up and volunteer for it.
Of course. Of course they are.
Yeah. And Angela raises, they both raise their hand. But I love that the guy sees Angela and he says, human cannonball, get up here.
Yeah, he knows.
So everyone on the island knows Angela now. So she's wearing this kind of floral orange dress. It's a super cute dress. And I could see somebody wearing it today even. And she gets up there and starts dancing. And she's like throwing her skirt around and she's showing her underwear. Nice. And she's dancing all over the place. And Tony looks a little terrified and turned on. He's not really sure where to go with this. So she's coming over to him and kind of putting her leg up in his face and teasing him and stuff.
Getting very risque.
Yeah, she is. And then she ends the dance by having these two guys kind of pick her up like she's laying in their arms. And they carry her off and then set her back down in her chair. So that was her entrance for this.
Her full, fully improvised dance.
Yeah, right? I know. So then Tony gets up, and we all know Tony's a tap dancer. He doesn't have his tap shoes, but he sprinkles some sand on the tile floor. And then he does a tap rendition, Singing in the Rain, again, right in front of Angela. And he's also kind of teasing her. It's not quite as sexy, but it's still a cute dance. He's sprinkling water on her face. He hands her a little umbrella. And then he throws a glass of water up into the air at the end of the song and throws himself into an almost split. And you can tell when he hits the ground that it hurts. So he kind of quietly sets his glass down and then walks off. Angela can see that he's in pain, so she follows him. He goes and sits on a little bench that's kind of off to the side. And then the first couple times we watched this, I did not hear this part. But over at the restaurant, they're like, let's get a slow dance going. So then just like some smooth jazz Kenny G music starts playing. And at first I thought someone was like maybe doing a saxophone solo as their talent or something.
Saxophone solo.
But I guess that's so people can slow dance. And the music is so like 80s soap opera music.
I was about to say, it sounds just like a soap opera.
Yeah. So she comes over and she says, are you okay? And he's like, yes. And she's like, you're lying. And he's like, yes. And he said, how did you know? She said, because that's the knee that Bobby Guvinelli hurt back in whatever, middle school or something.
Right, which shows you she knows.
She knows him really well. Yep. And I think I've mentioned this before, and the name Bobby Guvinelli has definitely been on this show before, but that is the real name of Tony Danza's real-life friend. And at some point soon, I think, in the next season or two, he's going to be on the show. I think it's the next season or two.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
He'll actually be on, I think, playing himself. So she sits down and she starts talking to him, and they kind of both admit that their talent entries were good. You know, she's like, I can't believe that you haven't done that dance in years. And he's like, well, you were pretty good too. She was all worried that she went too far. And he's like, no, you kept your clothes on this time. Again, a little bit sexist.
I know, a little. All right. Yeah, we don't, a dig. Always got to be a dig.
Yeah, we don't need your input on her taking her clothes off, Tony, but thanks. So then she says, you know, I couldn't have done that 5 years ago. And he's like, keep your clothes on. And she's like, no, getting up in front of people and letting loose like that and just dancing and having a good time. So she's trying to get the point across to Tony that, like, I am this way because of you. Like, you've helped me open up over the years and be more comfortable having fun and being myself. You know, and now that she's acting the way he would want her to, he's not enjoying it, but he's not enjoying it because she's not doing it with him so much. I guess he would want her to, like, be hanging out with him and, you know, dancing with him and having a good time with him and probably skinny dipping with him.
Yeah, exactly. Face the music here, Tony. Face facts.
Right. The thing is, Tony, is you're in love with her. Okay, just enough. So he says, you know, I don't know if you realize this or not, but I haven't really been having a lot of fun this weekend. And it bothered me that you are having so much fun without me. And then she says, but the best times of my life are with you. And then they just start making out like crazy on this bench.
Teenagers. Yeah. A little yellow bench in the middle of a restaurant or whatever this is.
Okay, but here's the other thing too. So like, they really start kind of going at each other here, but it's almost comical. It doesn't have the same heat that the first few kisses that they had early on in the season, in the series did. I don't think, anyway.
All right.
Like, the first kiss that they have is pretty, like, intimate. And then I think when he kisses her in the car in that one episode in the third season, I feel like that was also really intimate. And I feel like now they're kind of playing it more for jokes. And I don't know if that's because this is really not going to go anywhere again.
Yeah, I guess. It's, you know, I don't know. It just seemed like, I guess it was the moment. It got to them and they just started making out. Right. I don't know.
Go, like they're attacking each other.
I know.
So then he's like, oh, hang on. And she's like, oh, is it your knee? I'm sorry. I can move. Like, she's ready for this to continue. She's not.
Yeah. Like, let's get it over with.
Yeah. She's not at all interested in stopping.
She's tried a lot of new things on this trip and maybe she wants to try Tony. I don't know where
good
I was
choice.
Going with
no,
that.
No, it's fine. You went with a safe choice there. And so he's like, no, no. What I mean is I think we both know where this is leading to. And again, she's like, yeah, what's your point?
I know.
She probably has a nice little room to all to herself. He's sharing with Jonathan. So she's
bunking with Jonathan.
Right. She's like, let's get this moving here. And he says, you know, call me old-fashioned, but I don't think that we can do this until we're married.
Mm.
Since when, Tony? All the women you've slept with since this show's been on, before but, that,
right?
Now suddenly, be. Right? And I guess we're supposed to think, and again, I've said this before, I think, but in Tony's mind, there are women you sleep with, and then there are women you marry. And so if he's really serious about Angela, then he's not going to just jump into bed with her.
Okay, well, that's fair.
But I mean, okay. I guess that's fair. Still a bit sexist, but whatever. But so then she's like, okay, you mean until we're married? And he's like, no, I mean unless we're married. And she's like, unless we're married? Because this is still sounding like you want to get married. But he's like, you know, I'm not ready to get married right now. So then he goes,
well, how about trying to be in a relationship for a little while before we start talking about
thank
marriage?
Thank you. Like, there is no in between. There's right. Either we're going to be married and then we get to have sex, or we're not right. Going to be anything.
It's like it's 19 or 1820 or something. Right. I don't know. I don't know what year.
But again, it's all manufactured because they have to keep these people apart for three more seasons. Like, normal, regular people in real life at this point would not act like this anymore. I don't think. I think it would be very.
No, I think you're right.
So, like, there's no in between. Like, how about, hey, why don't we try dating? Like, I'm not really ready to have sex yet, but we can. But, like, that's the thing too, is where do you even go in this relationship? You've lived with this person now for 5 years. So even if you start dating, like, what else do you learn about them?
Right.
You pretty much have been dating for 5 years because you've been getting to know each other way more than most people do before they get married. Anyway. So then he says he's not ready to propose. She says, that's fine because I'm not ready to accept. And then he kind of gets to the meat of the issue here, which is that he doesn't really know who he is yet. And so he can't know who he is with her until he's sure about himself. And he doesn't know, like, if he should move out if they start dating or if they should just get married. And he doesn't want to be a housekeeper forever. And soon Sam's going to be leaving. And she was the whole reason he moved there in the first place.
Right.
So, you know, he really needs to figure out what he's going to do with his life. And then he says, I don't have a major. And she's like, oh, you really should get a major. You really should have already had. Now
it makes sense. That scene that was cut from mine makes a little more sense now.
Yeah, the antenna TV version did not have the whole scene with Hank Whiteman, I think his name was. Yeah,
telling him to get a major.
Telling him that he needed a major, yeah. Angela says, you know what, you could mow lawns in Central Park and I wouldn't care. But Tony says that he would care. So that is now putting the brakes on this until Tony knows what he wants to do with his life. And I guess in his mind, until he's done with college. Like, you people are not getting any younger.
If there's
one thing I've learned over the past 2 years, it's that life goes by really fast.
Yeah.
Just like Hank said, life is a bullet train. And you don't want to be left at the depot holding your stub.
Beans. What? Stub? Oh, a stub?
He did say stub. But yeah, you can hold your beans if sense. You would like.
Because so, ticket stub.
Angela kind of quiets Tony down when he's saying, you know, I don't know who I am with you until I know who I am on my own. And she's like, I understand. And then they just...
This is so complicated.
I know. Then they just sit quietly on the bench together. He puts his arm around her. And then they hear a cannonball go off, and it's Mona flying through the air this time.
Of course Mona had to try the cannonball.
Of course.
Cannon.
Did a word become sound?
It did. I didn't. Well, first I said cannonball, but she didn't try the cannonball. She tried the cannon, and she was the ball.
Oh, I see.
And then cannon.
Okay.
Seemed weird.
Cannon.
All right.
Semantic satiation.
Who's the boss will be back in a moment. Stick around.
In the tag, they're back home, and Tony's sitting on the couch, just kind of staring off into space. And Angela's like, hey, Tony. And she's trying to get his attention, and she can't. So we go to a fake flashback dream sequence where Angela's being rescued from the water again. She's not wearing her top still. She looks exactly the same. But he is the one who rescued her this time. And she says in his dream, thank you so much for rescuing me. What can I ever do to make it up to you? To
repay you, yeah.
Right. And he has a super creepy look on his face.
Thinking of the intercourse.
Right. But here's the thing, Tony. She offered up the intercourse.
You had your chances.
Yeah. You didn't have to save her from anything. She was ready to go. And you just see it.
This is going to get annoying. As time goes on.
I know. We got three more seasons.
I know.
Three more seasons of this. And here's the thing with this season that we're going to notice. They're going to kind of start this pattern where they're basically dating without saying that they're dating, which is odd. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be almost a full season of it. Okay, you go first with rating.
All right. Yeah. I gave this a 6.5.
Wow. Okay.
What? Is that good?
No.
Oh. For a season opener.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm way off.
It
maybe
is a
I'm
bit aggravating.
Something. Maybe I'm missing something.
You're not. It's just, I see what you're saying.
Like, Tony's all frustrated and I don't know. I can't even, that's what I gave it, a 6.5. And I guess I wasn't impressed and people are probably yelling at their...
No, that's you are entitled to your opinion. So I gave this a 7.5. But only reason, there are a few reasons, and it's because it's an episode that I have fond memories of as a kid because I didn't know I still had 3 seasons to wait. So I was like, oh, they kissed.
Right, so it was a big deal.
Right. Gotcha. And like I remember when it happened, it was a big episode. And, you know, just it's out of the house. The sets were pretty cool. They probably could have done more with the kids than they did, But overall, I thought it was an entertaining episode. And then the dance things were pretty cute. So that's the only reason. And mostly because I have fond memories of it from when I was younger.
I mean, I was impressed at the size of the set, which I don't really think we got into, but
a little bit.
The set was just tremendous.
Yeah.
And like, it was all these different areas. And yeah, that was very impressive.
Yeah, we haven't seen a set like that since they went to that summer camp. And it happened one summer, I feel.
Oh, right,
remember that
yeah.
outdoor-ish yeah. looking set?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty impressive. I just love to when Sick, like in one episode where they went to the beach in California, they actually went to a beach and now they're just like, no, we're just going to build indoor beaches from here on out. I don't think we're going to see like a real beaches. Outside beach because they will go to a beach again, I think, in next season. Yeah, they're just like, we're done with real outdoor shots.
Who is the boss around here? Me or my mother? Or maybe it's you?
I went with Angela for the boss. And the reason All right. is because she kind of just did her own thing on this vacation. And then even when Tony was mad at her, she kind of held her own. And then I think she was ready to go as far as having sex, but he kind of shut it down. But then she kind of understood why he shut it down. And I think I was just mad at Tony for his sexist remarks about her wanting to go skinny dipping. So that's why I gave it to Angela.
All right. I guess I have to agree with you because
you
I just
have
can't.
To.
Well, no, I have to by process of elimination.
Yeah, because Tony's just kind of a mess
Mona's
in this
not
episode.
There. Yeah, Tony is
she
a bit of a
She actually did have some good advice, though, for Tony, I think. Mona did at one point. But not enough to make her the boss.
Yeah, not enough to make her the boss. I mean, Angela was the one that was in control of the situation.
Right.
She was having a good old time while he was pretending to be the fun meister.
Right.
And when she was actually the one having all the fun, he was just miserable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Angela's definitely the boss. She was in charge. She was running things.
All right. Well, you can reach us at Who's the Boss Podcast on Instagram or Who's the Boss Pod 1 on Twitter or go to Facebook and the page there is the Who's the Boss Podcast page or go to anchor.fm/WTB podcast and there you can leave us a voice message. All right. So that is it. Oh, shoot. What is the name of the next episode? Life's a Ditch, episode 2, season 6. That's
All
what
right.
we're going to do next. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Life's a Ditch is the weird one that's going to be all... It's the Living Dolls episode that then doesn't make any sense because we've already watched the other ones.
Oh,
so
okay.
So this will be kind of confusing but also interesting. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe. And give a big thumbs up. And tell all your friends. And maybe you can tell your grandma, your mother, and your sister or brother. Maybe have no siblings. Tell your dog and cats. Bye.